Goodbyes to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter begin this morning, starting in Americus, Georgia. WANF-TV's Patrick Quinn has details from Plains, Georgia, the longtime home of the Carters.
Her body will be taken from the medical center to her college, Georgia Southwestern State University. There will be a formal wreath-laying ceremony there. That's where Rosalynn Carter Institute for Caregivers is based, so the procession will shine a light on that ongoing effort. The public is encouraged to show up along the motorcade route to pay their respects.
Jimmy Carter turned 99 last month. It's Cyber Monday, but retail analyst Bert Flickinger says you might want to roll the dice on bargains closer to Christmas.
Well, they'll get great deals on Cyber Monday. They may get even better bargains by waiting until after Christmas when there's still excess inventory.
A 48-year-old is now under arrest in Burlington, Vermont, accused of shooting at three Palestinian college kids over the weekend. The 20-year-olds were all hit after being together over the Thanksgiving holiday. Wafiq Fayor is with the group Vermonters for Justice in Palestine.
I've been calling my family every day, sometimes 10, 20 times, to know how are they. And today, I received so many calls from my family members to ask me how am I.
Well, today's the last day of a temporary pause in fighting between Hamas and Israel. But the BBC's Hugo Bachega says there's a chance it could continue.
We know that the deal is expected to expire tonight, but the Israeli offer is that they could agree with a further day of pause in the fighting for every 10 hostages released. At the same time, Prime Minister Netanyahu said, look, we are open to the possibility of extending this deal. But again, he said, this is not a ceasefire. The Israeli offensive is going to go ahead. It is going to continue after this truce is over. And he said that the goal remains the same, to eliminate Hamas.
And Hamas is expected to release more hostages today. If students in Portland, Oregon were hoping to extend their holiday weekend, they're out of luck. The school district says it's reached a tentative agreement with teachers who've been striking for nearly a month. Angela Bonilla is president of the teachers' union.
We've improved class size and caseload language and shared decision-making committees involving educators and parents to ensure that our classes, when they need to become larger, have the supports they need.
And it's 45,000 kids who will head back to class this morning. In Battle Republican George Shanto says he's expecting to get kicked out of Congress any day now after that scathing ethics report. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Racine County leaders say they're pleased with the deal to sell about 2 square miles of Mount Pleasant's Wisconsin Innovation Park to Microsoft. They tell the Journal Sentinel it will put the business park built for Foxconn on firm financial footing. Microsoft is buying $100 million in land. It would pay enough taxes over the years to cover the cost of the tax district's debt. A Reedsburg man wanted for the death of his pregnant girlfriend is arrested in Missouri. Authorities say they caught Jose Dominguez Garcia in a vehicle with stolen plates early yesterday morning. He'd been on the run since about the same time Rosalie Rodriguez's body was found in a suitcase near Eau Claire in 2020. Dominguez Garcia is charged with first-degree murder, murder of an unborn child, and hiding a corpse. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Badgers bring home the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers battled in Minnesota and won 28-14 to bring home the Paul Bunyan axe. Head coach Luke Fickell says it was the Badgers' offensive line that made the difference.
It was all because of those guys. It wasn't anything else. It wasn't, we have a good idea what they're going to do, and we've been stopped from two other four. Like, look, if we're going to be who we want to be, we're going to have to put it on those guys' shoulders.
Wisconsin finished up the regular season with a record of 7-5. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field today. They host the Chiefs Sunday night. NBA, the Bucks put on a show at home. Baseball manager Craig Counsell was in attendance. The Bucks with a 108-102 win over the Portland Trail Blazers. Damian Lillard scored 31 points and was asked on Bally Sports how they came back from a 26-point deficit.
We showed a lot of togetherness. We showed a lot of resilience. We've been in that situation a few times this season where our character was tested, our togetherness was tested, and we showed true again.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 21 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight, high of 22 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from 6 types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life,
why do we have celery? What else can you do with a Dutch oven? Where did the word kitchen even come from? The Kitchen's Open answers these kinds of questions and includes fun history facts around our favorite foods, meals, and family cuisine traditions. Our WFHR team will entertain you each week on Mondays during the 9 o'clock hour on WFHR's morning show with The Kitchen's Open.
On the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back into hour number 2 of the Town Hall Ball Show, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board, our producer and engineer. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. Many thanks to former Senate Majority Leaders Dale Schultz, Republican of Richland Center, and Tim Cullen, Democrat from Janesville. Great to have them both on the show today on this historic day in the state of Wisconsin, Mr. Zommers.
Absolutely. And I especially appreciate the air of positivity and hope that they were able to bring that, yes. Like, it emphasizing that the judges have heard the people, they know what we feel is right, and they are really taking the time to think about it and lay it out and make sure they have everything correct.
Yeah, and I think it's, I would add to that, I agree with everything you said. I would add to that, in my opinion, I think a court that is going to apply the law as it's written and yes. apply it correctly rather than, you know, letting partisan bent tilt their judgment. Just my opinion on that.
It seems that way from the way they presented it.
Yeah. So we will continue to track this as it progresses through the Supreme Court on gerrymandering. Let you know if we have more news on that today, or certainly when a decision comes down. Could dramatically change elections and what happens in 2024 in the state of Wisconsin. But again, my many thanks to Dale and Tim for taking time out of their Thanksgiving week to join us today for the show. Great guy. You get a sense of why I enjoyed working for both of them and with them as we traveled around the state.
Yeah, definitely. Especially like the joke that Tim Cullen told at first about, you know, going out of town for haircuts and betraying the local economy. That was really funny.
Well, they gave each other crap all the time just to get a reaction, you know,
right.
which was just a lot of fun. And as we traveled around the state back in, 2013, 14, 15, that, 2013, 14, I guess. But people love, to your point, people, as we would travel around across Wisconsin, because, again, Senate Majority Leader at the time, Scott Fitzgerald, who's now in Congress, he wouldn't even allow them to have a public hearing. And so the two of them just said, screw it, we'll pay for this ourselves. And so we went around and we set it up just like an official public hearing, ran it just like an official public hearing, but technically it wasn't because it wasn't paid for by the state Senate. But we had these hearings and people came out from both sides, both Republicans and Democrats, that were all in favor of fair maps. And they loved the fact that you had a Republican and a Democrat working together. And oftentimes, former state senator Bob Jauch, a former majority leader himself, a Democrat, would join us. Also, I know that Dale's mentor, former Republican state senator Dan Thino, who used to represent northern Wisconsin. He is in favor of fair maps as well. So this is a bipartisan issue, and great to have people from both sides of the aisle supporting this. And that's what I think people are hungry for in the state of Wisconsin.
I know if I am running in an election or a competition, I want to win on the strength of my ideas,
right?
Not on rigged maps.
Exactly.
Whatever side you're on, I think it just makes sense.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers will be in for a Tuesday Tangents with Luke at 1:30. He is going to update us on all of the sports situations. You could hear a bevy, a plethora, a buffet of sports on civic media across the state of Wisconsin this Thanksgiving holiday weekend, from the Packers to the Badgers to the Bucks. Luke will have all the details for us at the bottom of the hour, and also we'll talk a little politics with Luke as well and find out whatever else is on Luke's mind. Is Remy the dog going to have a special Thanksgiving Day meal?
I hope so. He deserves it.
We'll find out. We will talk about that. Right now, though, I want to talk at 10 past the hour of 1 o'clock. I want to talk about a subject that we don't talk about often, and certainly we don't talk about enough. And that is people who are homeless and who are deprived of freedom. We talk about freedom a lot, of course, on this show and other places. Freedom to be safe requires housing. Freedom of basic bodily function. They don't have a toilet if you're homeless. Several people. Freedom to be clean. They don't have a sink or a shower. Freedom to go where one chooses. Having no private property. Homeless people are confined to public sidewalks, parks, libraries. Their camps are wiped out and they become jailed for trespassing. Freedom of action. Homeless have no place to perform many actions. People who are homeless are under the arbitrary power of, dependent upon, and dominated by those who own property 24/7. Americans proclaim belief in the Declaration of Independence, which holds a truth as self-evident, that all are endowed with certain unalienable rights. One of those rights is liberty. Yet we enact policies that perpetuate the denial of liberty to people who are homeless. A significant percentage of people who are homeless want to work. Many actually do work. In fact, in 2021, a study from the University of Chicago estimates that 40% of unsheltered people were employed, either full or part-time. Most people who are homeless in our communities are American citizens, many of whom are veterans. Denial of freedom to them is fundamentally un-American. Many of us will have the blessing, the fortune, together at home, or at a friend's home, or at a family member's home, and celebrate with a beautiful dinner and a warm fire, and friendship, and love. And I thought it was appropriate this Thanksgiving week to take a moment out to recognize those who don't have those things. And to remind each of us, including myself, try to look for helpers and look for solutions. And I want to give a shout out to one of our friends and colleagues here at Civic Media, Earl Ingram, who himself is a servant, is involved in the community, and is involved in a project, as he has been for several years, in the Milwaukee, Waukesha area, of giving out, I think he said, over 200 turkeys and meals and things to people in need. And I hope as we enter the holidays, each of us will find a way to do our part. And you don't have to spend hundreds or even $100. You don't have to go and spend days at a soup kitchen to be helpful. Sometimes it's just giving $5 to a food pantry Or when you go through the store, you know, there's a big round barrel or a box that says, hey, if you've got something extra, put it in here. You know, take $5 or whatever, $10, buy some canned soup and put it in one of those barrels to help a food pantry. I remember when my mom had nothing. It was just my mom and my sister and I. And my mom had nothing, virtually. I mean, it was all she could do just to help take care of the three of us. And she would always say during the holidays, pick out one toy that you don't use anymore that's in decent condition, and we're going to go down, we're going to donate that to the Salvation Army or Toys for Tots. United States Marine Corps is famous for helping out with Toys for Tots. And we would donate it. And it made you feel better about yourself. It actually, you know, we spend so much of our time trying to buy the holiday spirit, right? No, I'm going to go buy gifts for people and we're going to have fancy food or whatever it's going to be. And this will make us feel better. And look, all those things are wonderful. And if you could afford it, and, you know, again, I'm not trying to say we should all sit and just not enjoy things if we can. What I'm simply asking, trying to plant the seed and say, take a moment to remember those who don't have. Well, you and I might. And do what we can. Everybody could do something. Whether it's volunteering time, doesn't cost you anything besides your time. Give them $5. If you're more well off, give 100, 500, 1,000. And give it to local charities that you know that all those proceeds are going to go to people. And in particular, take time to think about those who are homeless. What are your thoughts on this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Try that again, Todd. Take two. 844-967-2789. Is there a foundation? Is there an organization in your community? This program goes across the state of Wisconsin. If you'd like to call in and promote your organization, I mean, now people with Venmo and PayPal, people can give money like that over the air, right? Just by an app. If you have a charity, if you have something that you're doing in your community this week for Thanksgiving or the holidays, give us a call. I want to put you on the air. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it to your Apple or Android device.
I know in Manitowoc, there's Peter's Pantry, which if you are in Manitowoc, you have definitely heard of it because it's the biggest one. It's just the name that everybody knows. Catchy little name, Peter's Pantry. Mm. They do a lot of food drives, and it's a great place to donate.
That's fantastic. Peter's Pantry over there in Manitowoc. That's great. Yeah, I mean, I know that, you know, and this is the thing we hear a lot about. Oh, my gosh, you know, we don't want to give people free lunches at schools anymore. Well, I can tell you, I know of a school district in southwest Wisconsin, and I know this firsthand, that there was a school district that provided breakfast over the summer for anybody. And oftentimes, families would come because that was the only meal they had all day. And I think it's easy for us to forget. There are people that are working right now in our stores and around us and maybe even with us, and they're living in their vehicle. Or they're staying with a relative. They're not technically, you know, sleeping on the streets, but they don't have their own home. Think about those folks. If you want to promote your organization, give us a call. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Back on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Mad Radio 90.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
It's fully leaded education talk. Hard facts with a humorous twist. Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Locally Grown Radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along with us here on a Tuesday of Thanksgiving week of November 21st, 2023. Now 20 past the hour of 1 o'clock. At the bottom of the hour, our friend and colleague Luke Mathers will be along to talk about tangents. Not just any tangent, Tuesday tangents with Luke Mathers. Giving us the update where you can find your favorite sporting event over the weekend and also his take on news, life, turkey. We'll ask him about all those things.
And we can't forget, we have to ask him what he's doing special for his dog Remy for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he and his wife, they take, Remy is a lucky dog. He is well taken care of, and I'm just interested to see whether there's any special meal for Remy. That might be a good question, too. Do you ever give your pet a special holiday? We used to, a holiday meal. Our schnauzer. We had a miniature schnauzer growing up. And we kind of, you know, they say, you know, well, don't give human food. But how can you not? Right? I mean, how can you? My sister and her husband and family, they have a little Bichon poodle mix, Frankie, named after Frank Kaminsky. And Frankie is not supposed to get human food. Now, when the dog comes to my mom's house and Uncle Todd is fixing the meal, there may be a bit of turkey that accidentally falls off the counter down so Frankie can get that. It may happen.
I'm not an expert, so do not take this as medical advice or veterinary advice. But I think if it happens a couple times a year, it's probably okay.
But here's the thing. After it happens, that dog will sit right at my feet and look at me constantly.
Yep.
And so my sister's knows. Like, why is Frankie? I know.
Yep.
The dog can't just be cool about it and chill. She has to like out me, you know, that I'm feeding her, you know, turkey. But she loves it. It makes her very, very happy.
You know, at least you're causing some joy for the holidays. Let's go with
that's
that.
That's what the holidays are supposed to be about, right? Do you feed your dog a special holiday meal? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
I'll have to see if we're doing anything like that for Simon, the leopard gecko.
you know, a leopard gecko?
Back in Manitowoc, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever told me that.
Yes, I know I have because we've told the story about how he only has one nut.
That's right.
Because he got the other one surgically removed.
How could I forget this? That was back in the old station, the old studio when we were in the morning. You know, we needed to kill 3 hours. And how could I forget that?
We had a lot of fun animal stories, so I thought I'd share one of my own.
That's right. Mr. Zommers owns a one-nutted gecko, which it is Movember, by the way. In all seriousness, men's health. It's a great time for men to be aware of, you know, prostate cancer, testicular cancer. I have known people, it's a very serious issue that men, you know, should do self-examinations just like women do self-breast examinations. And you should, you know, examine if you find a lump that doesn't belong there, get it examined in all seriousness. And I know people have had successful testicular cancer surgery and have lost, you know, a nut. But I've never heard that happen with a gecko.
I know. And we probably wouldn't have done it, except that it turned out it was actually pretty cheap.
I'm sure it was.
I would have wanted to anyway, because, you know, you got to love Simon, the leopard gecko. He's such a chill dude. now more chill than he used to be. But you gotta.
Did he? Well, I mean, like when the Gecko commercial comes on TV, does it excite him or not really?
I don't know. Yeah. He's not by the TV.
Okay. He doesn't get the chance to see.
No, he doesn't.
All right.
That'd be interesting, though. Just move him into the
family room. I'm curious, how did they find this? How did they know it was an issue?
Because it got trapped in shedded skin and was like gangrenous, not gangrene, but like necrotic tissue hanging off the back. And we're like, something is not right here.
I would think not. Well, it's a good thing. And he's doing well.
Oh, yeah. He's been great ever since.
Just calmer, more calm.
But still very curious, but well-behaved.
Simon, the one-nutted gecko, curious, but well-behaved.
Indeed.
Now, right there. That's the kind of Thanksgiving story, you know, you want around the table when somebody brings something like that up.
See, what happens is one of your family members is going to bring something up that's uncomfortable, or right. They'll start sharing, like, I don't know, transphobic beliefs. And you're just like, you know, I have a gecko with one nut. Just very loudly and drawn them out.
Or now you can say, I was listening to the radio and I heard this great story about a gecko. Let me tell it to you. And then it'll kind of break things up and people get people laughing, you know. And also, we've had our friend Kira, we got to get Kira Saban back on, our life coach. But, you know, she's told us before, and she's a trained professional on how to get along with people. Remember, she told us, I think this was like about Easter or whatever last year. And she's like, when you're going to gather, if you know that you're going to a place where there are people of, let's say, different political beliefs, there's nothing wrong, as she told us, with setting the ground rules and saying, look, I'm happy to come. I want to spend time with everybody, but can we agree that we're not going to discuss politics, or we're not going to discuss maybe a smaller parameter? Look, we're just not going to bring up Biden, Trump. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, and that can be very successful. I know I've had that happen in my own family at some gatherings, and sometimes one of them will bring it up anyway, and the other person's just like, hey, we said we're not going to talk about this. Come on. And as long as it doesn't always work, sometimes they'll get mad and... But as long as if you're initiating these rules, you don't engage in the conversation when it comes up and you don't let yourself get too angry, then it works.
Right. So if you know you're, and I'm fortunate that I'm not going into that situation on Thanksgiving. We all more or less see eye to eye and get along. I know there won't be any like heated political disagreements, right. But I know for some people that's very, very real. And in fact, well, Dale Schultz and Tim Cullen, who we had on earlier, when they would travel around the state, they would talk about this and they'd hear stories. People would tell them stories. Not so much over gerrymandering, but around Act 10. And the Scott Walker that divided the state over Act 10 and took away collective bargaining rights for public employees. And there are golf foursomes that no longer golf together. There are families that no longer gather for holidays. There are people who changed pews in their church because they didn't want to sit next to someone from the other political side. And I think that's just sad and unfortunate. And hopefully that's what we have to try to get away from in this state, in this country, is focusing less on our differences and what binds us together as Americans and human beings.
Definitely.
And realizing, as we said before, look, if someone is homeless, it doesn't mean that they're a schmuck and lazy. Maybe they've fallen on hard times. Maybe that for reasons beyond their control, they had health issues. And they want to work. They want to do. Maybe they are working. But again, hopefully we could use this holiday season, not just Thanksgiving, but into Christmas and Hanukkah and New Year's and Kwanzaa, all the great holidays of the season. And remember all the good. Remember, we talk about it lasting all year round. We have to be better, including myself, of trying to make it last all year round. It's always a holiday when Luke Mathers comes for a Tuesday Tangents with Luke. He is in the studio. We will hear from Lukester on the other side. You're not going to want to miss it. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media for Radio Network.
You're listening.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief. The public gets a chance to say goodbye to former First Lady Rosalynn Carter beginning today. Jan Williams lives near the Carter family in Plains, Georgia.
She has left us such a wonderful map to follow about how to be the kind of people we need to be.
Mrs. Carter died last week at the age of 96. It's another day of deals this Cyber Monday. Guidance from retail analyst Bert Flickinger.
Clothing is down significantly. The best time to buy big screen TVs, computers, and consumer electronics.
Rich Price's nephew, one of three college students of Palestinian descent, shot on Saturday in Burlington, Vermont.
People have very passionate personal views on what's happening in that part of the world, and that's spilling out in really ugly ways.
Police say they've arrested a suspect. He's expected to be arraigned today. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Authorities in Marinette are reopening a 37-year-old cold case. The Sheriff's Department is asking for any new leads in the murder of David Hunter. Investigators say he was killed at a makeshift camp in the woods near Niagara in 1987. The Sheriff's Office is not saying why it's reopening the case now. Disability-related complaints with the Federal Department of Transportation are on the rise this year. Kendra Davenport of Easter Seals says airlines can't keep putting off becoming more accessible.
The baby boomers are aging rapidly. More and more of us will be disabled. This is no longer an issue that's pushed off to the corner of the desk. This is front and center.
Advocates want Congress to legislate improvements by 2026. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 21 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows around 6 above tonight, high of 22 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade.
Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Our friend and colleague, the executive producer of all things civic media, Mr. Luke Mathers. Lukester, how the heck are you on this Thanksgiving Day week?
I'm doing great, Todd. I'm ready for a tangent or two with
you. A tangent or two. All right, let's start off because we talked about this before you came on. We were talking about you earlier, and this led to a discussion that went down quite the rabbit hole. So we're right on track, right off the bat. What we want to know, we got to talk about, do you give your pets a Thanksgiving or a holiday meal? You have this beautiful dog, Remy, you and your lovely wife. Are you one who will give the dog a holiday meal, or does the dog strictly stick to his diet?
Definitely. It's kind of a gray area in between because it's definitely not sticking to a strict diet. I can guarantee you that. That's. You may have heard about the cheese tax. Do you know what the cheese tax is?
I don't know that I do know.
Oh, Kristen and Jane. Yeah. Tremendous little clip. I think we've got it out on social media. It's for Civic Media and As Goes Wisconsin. But this was
a couple months ago. Fill us in.
One of the TikTok trends was a video. TikTok. I'm not on TikTok either. Kristen was the one talking about her show, but it bleeds over into other social media platforms. Saw it on Twitter.
She is the queen of TikTok, by the way, Kristen Bry.
I'm not on there, so I wouldn't know, but I'll take your word for it.
She's everywhere.
But the cheese tax is a thing that if you have a dog out there, you probably are aware of this, but dogs really, really, really like cheese.
Yes.
And so there became kind of a viral song. It was a sensation for a little while ago. A song about cheese tax, and you have to pay the cheese tax, and it's very comical. And so Kristen and Jane on As Goes Wisconsin had a discussion about the cheese tax, and the cheese tax is a very, very heavy tax in the Mathers household.
Really?
Yes.
Remy is a big cheese dog.
Remy knows when the cheese. We have a cheese drawer as good Wisconsinites. Yes. We have a drawer dedicated to all of our cheeses, and so we don't buy shredded cheese. We like to shred it off the block.
Sure.
So we anytime that we need shredded cheese, we get out the shredder and we get out the cheese block. Nice. And Remy knows the sound of the cheese drawer opening.
No.
Yes. Yes. If you open the fridge and you're like in there for something else, a couple times he'll come and he'll just be like, "Oh, what's going on in the fridge?" But if you open the fridge and then you pull open the cheese drawer, off the couch, out of the bed, wherever he's hanging out, he's right there by your side because he knows the sound of the cheese drawer opening in our house. So we'll undoubtedly, thank you. Have some cheese shredding going on this weekend, and Remy will get absolutely some of that. He'll get some scraps here and there, but he doesn't get like a dedicated holiday meal.
Right, not a whole bowl.
Right,
but just I said my sister brings their dog down for the holidays, and Frankie, the Bichon poodle, and I throw a scrap to the dog, which I'm not supposed to, and then she's not chill about it. She keeps on standing by me the entire weekend.
That's the thing.
And my sister's like, Kelsey
knows because my folks are the one. My dad, he likes giving Remy scraps around the Thanksgiving or the Christmas or whatever table. Really, it could be just a random Tuesday in the middle of the summer too. But Remy knows to go to my dad for the scraps because he helps him out. So Kelsey's always kind of rolling her eyes at my dad because he's just like, "What? It was gonna go to the waste. Like it had to go to the dog. Of course, I was just gonna throw it out. What do you mean?" And so there will be some of that this Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, that's okay. I think it's the holidays for goodness sakes.
Yeah, absolutely. So he knows the weak targets too. He knows to who to go hang out. He'll you know, watch one of the niece or nephews kind of lollygagging, eating one of their plates over at the kids' table, and you know, he'll keep an eye, and you know, sometimes he's not necessarily the best boy, and he'll snag a roll or some meat or something like that off if it's low hanging fruit. Like,
well, didn't he recently eat like an entire loaf of bread or something recently?
Yeah, he did. He was a It's a troublemaker. I have to be careful with what words I use, how upset I was with that one. He is a troublemaker sometimes. When he sees opportunity, he strikes, and he's too smart for his own good. And my nieces and nephews, like when we go camping and stuff, we use the seat of the picnic table as their table.
Oh, yeah,
so they can
just
stand there and eat. And he loves that because it is prime hunting grounds for him, because if one of my nephew like turns away to go get another juice box or something and that plate is unattended, Remy's right there and he knows. So
we're gonna get to some holiday sports, some Thanksgiving news, other things here with you in a bit. Again, we're talking to our friend and colleague, executive producer of Civic Media, Luke Mathers. Tuesday Tangents with Luke. But Luke, I want to give you a chance to weigh in your thoughts on the big news story of the day: Wisconsin State Supreme Court taking up gerrymandering and fair maps. We had former Senate Majority Leaders Dale Schultz, Republican, Tim Cullen, Democrat, spoke very eloquently. They were there earlier today. Watch some of these proceedings in person. They said they were really impressed by the court itself and how judicious, for lack of a better term, they were, and really listening to both sides and taking this all in. Your thoughts on what's happening just up the street right now?
It's about time that we're here in this case. It feels like just a few days ago that it was August and everybody was complaining that there was going to be reviews of the maps and these lawsuits being filed, and it's now late November, mid to late November, and the arguments are underway. I'm curious to see how the rest of everything today wraps up and kind of where we go from here. But it's the fast track now. We're in it. It is happening, and so it is interesting to see that it's taking place up there at the Supreme Court, and it's kind of one of those things where you kind of just sit and wait now. Yeah. You wait for the deliberations that the High Court's going to do, and we're going to get an answer hopefully sooner rather than later, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember the exact date, but I think there's a date sometime late January, early February, where a decision has to come down if it's going to be in effect for 2024, simply because you have to get Elections Commission has to get ballots, nomination papers, and they have to know where those lines are in order for people to circulate nomination papers.
Right.
So this is not going to drag on for months. This is going to be a matter of days or weeks.
And I think that will be the interesting part of exactly how long the deliberations take and how these justices rule ultimately on and what kind of timeline it's going to put the state on for 2024, because it's going to get interesting. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm not in the prediction business. I'm not gonna be out here just saying that I think this or that it is something that we obviously, I think, a lot of people are paying attention to today, and it's on the minds of a lot of Wisconsinites, not just here in Madison but around the state. And it's going to be interesting to see kind of where we go from here collectively, now that we're to this point of or arguments being heard before the Supreme Court.
Dale Schultz said the Republican side confirmed that, yes, when he was in the Senate in 2011, that was kind of the basis for the current maps that were redrawn here a couple of years ago. But he confirmed that certainly politics was in play, that he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
All lawmakers did.
Yeah, in order to look at their maps, you know, across the street, the lawmakers' office.
All Republicans did.
Right?
Yeah, nobody else got to see.
Right. And so this whole narrative that somehow politics wasn't involved or a huge consideration, Dale firsthand just said that's a bunch of baloney. That's my words, not his. On the other side, a former Democratic Senate Majority Leader Tim Cullen said he too feels that it would be a mistake for this or any court to tilt the maps really hard line the other way and make it blatantly in favor of Democratic lawmakers. Both these guys, one a Republican, one a Democrat, hope that this court, if they do decide the current maps are unconstitutional, come together to have a map that's as fair as humanly possible and really doesn't outrightly at least favor one side or the other.
Right. And at the end of the day, Wisconsin is a pretty 50-50 state. So any map should be pretty 50-50. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, there should be competitive elections here in the state of Wisconsin for as many of these districts as possible, because ultimately that's how Wisconsinites win, is competition and having these districts truly be reflective of their constituencies rather than having lawmakers set the precedent that was set back in 2011 when they just decided they were going to pick their voters. Mm-hmm. They weren't going to let the voters pick them. They were going to pick their voters. And I think it's a bad precedent for, as you note, either political party to get to pick their their voters. And so I think it's about time here in Wisconsin that the voters get to choose who represents them, not the other way around.
1:44, you're listening to the Todd Hallball Show, the Civic Media Radio Network. We're joined this hour, half hour, by Luke Mathers for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, our executive producer here at Civic Media. Luke, you are also the keeper of all things tickets, all things sports, all knowledgeable. For many of us, over the Thanksgiving weekend, you've got the Packers playing on Thanksgiving Day proper against Detroit. You've got the battle for the Axe, Wisconsin football going against the PJ Flexers, the Gophs up there at Minnesota. It's the Flexers.
Gophs or Goofs?
I don't think so. The Gophs and the Goofs. So you got the PJ Flexers taking on the Fixers of Wisconsin. The Fick versus Feck. For Battle of the Axe. And if there's one team I love to beat, it is the Gophers, and one coach that I just can't stand, it's PJ Fleck. So I really hope that we can win that one. And then you got the Bucks filtered in there. You've got men's basketball. They had a big win last night against Virginia. Mm-hmm. A lot of things going on. So Luke, fill us in what's happening on Civic Media this holiday weekend.
Yeah, well, tomorrow night you got that continuation of the tournament down there in Fort Myers, Florida, where the Badgers did beat Virginia yesterday. They're going to be taking on SMU, St. Mary University. Yep. Looks like the odds should be pretty in their favor tomorrow night, but
hopefully. I mean, they blew out number 24 Virginia like by 22 points, something like that last night. It was crazy.
Yeah, and so but they slipped against Providence, so it was nice to see them kind of get back on track with that win last night. They're going to be tipping off against SMU at 7:30, part of that tournament. Right. So yeah,
tomorrow.
Depending on how that game goes, though, since it is tournament play throughout the holiday weekend, it will kind of determine when their next game is played. Most likely on Friday, I believe, but the time varies then for those Badgers. But you'll want to stay tuned to your Wisconsin Badgers. You can listen to them on WRCE, WFHR, so Richland Center, and Wisconsin Rapids. Mm-hmm. So you can listen as well if you're out of those areas on the Civic Media app. Just download the app, take it with you on the go for the holiday weekend. I know a lot of people are out there traveling. Mm-hmm. You can listen to your Badgers wherever you go through the Civic Media streaming app, free and easy to download. But then you also got the Milwaukee Bucks playing tomorrow night too, going to Boston. It's going to be an interesting game.
Big game.
So first time that Drew Holiday is going to play against his former team. I love Drew. I'm very hoping that he does well, and then I hope the rest of the Celtics just fall in the Boston Harbor or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, so that's the goal there. Boston currently leading the Eastern Conference. Milwaukee, I believe, in third place after their victory over Washington.
But it's early.
Yes. Very early, but it's this is kind of shaping up to be one of those rivalries right now in the NBA. So the Celtics and the Bucks are always very competitive against each other when they're going. So this is their first meetup of the regular season this year for 2023 and 2024. It'll be a great game. That's tomorrow night as well. And then they host the Washington Wizards, who they did just take care of business pretty handily last night. But they'll be hosting the Wizards in Milwaukee on Friday as the third NBA in-season matchup for the tournament. NBA in-season tournament play against the Wizards. The Wizards have already fallen 0-2 in their in-tournament play, so it'll be hopefully they can repeat what they did last night and take care of business. So they got Boston tomorrow, Wizards on Friday. But what do you think? You think the Packers are going to be able to pull out a Thanksgiving Day win?
No.
No? Come on!
I mean, I hope they do. I'll be watching and listening. I'll be in Richland
Center. This is the first
time
that they're on Thanksgiving again in some time.
For a long time.
Yeah, it's been a number of years.
Yeah, and so I'll be back in Richland Center. I can listen to it on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. And a reminder, unfortunately, the NFL, like Major League Baseball, the NBA, they do not allow us to stream on the app. So you have to be in one of our communities that has it over the air. I will be. So I'll dial in a little Wayne Larrivee and I have it on the TV. But I hope the Packers can win, but there's one big reason I hope they do, because our friend Earl Ingram has made a bet with the Gravedigger Gilbert Brown.
They
have a bet. If the Packers win, Earl is going to dye his hair. going to dye his hair
green
black.
Green and gold?
No, or, just black, I think. Just,
oh, come on. That's not even a fun bet, well, then.
I don't know. I tuned in a little late. All I know is there's a bet.
And there's hair dye involved
right,
in some
because Earl is a Detroit fan. If the Lions win, then Gilbert Brown has to give Earl an autographed jersey, like a premium, real, legit NFL jersey.
All right.
I want to see Earl dye his hair. Right there. So I hope the Packers win. We'll come back with more with Luke Mathers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step. But you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tax the cheese tax.
You gotta pay the cheese tax every time you're cooking. When the cheese comes out, this puppy comes looking. The rules are the rules and the facts are the facts. And when the cheese drawer opens, you gotta pay the tax.
The cheese tax, the cheese tax.
Hand it over quick or things might get ugly. I can get really loud. I'm a really barky puppy. I'm not just asking because I'm looking for snacks. This is real important business and you got to pay the tax.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, our friend and colleague Matt Flynn will be in after the news and weather with Matt Flynn Direct. History being made every minute of every day. Matt Flynn takes you to the front lines of history. It's Matt Flynn Direct after the top of the hour. That, what you just heard, what was it? What's it called? The cheese tax song?
Yeah, it went viral. It was the cheese tax song. I don't know if it has a formal name, but that's how I refer to it.
Our other friend and colleague, Kristen Bry, host of As Goes Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Even though she's on maternity leave, a well-deserved maternity leave, she's still working. You understand there's no off switch on Kristen Bry. She is always on, and she sent us that. Do we all have a video from her?
That's how it went.
The
viral
song
online.
Has a video, and it's just this cute little puppy, and it's videos of somebody cooking something. They open the cheese drawer and just move the camera, and you see the puppy just scamper across the kitchen.
The dogs are smart. They know what all dogs hail from Wisconsin, I guess. They just know that the cheese is delicious, and they want some cheese.
So thank you, Kristen Bry, for sending us that cut, and check out her TikTok video. Kristen Bry on all the social media platforms there are. You can check her out. All of them. She's on all of them. Yeah. On TikTok, on X, Twitter, Insta, Facebook, on YouTube. You can find her as goes Wisconsin, Kristen Bry.
And now, the Civic Media app.
That's very nice.
There you go. There you go, Mr. Sommers.
So we want to remind people now, our Joanne Krulots, news director at WRCE, WRCO, reminds us that although this is funny, Joanne being our mom here saying, guys, there are things you should not feed your dog. And she's absolutely right about this. I know chocolate's one. Don't feed your dog chocolate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What else?
Garlic's a big one. Yeah. They can't have any garlic. So that's a... You learn the hard way when dogs eat things that they're not supposed to. Garlic's one of those ones. Just you don't want to learn the hard way. So just avoid it. Grapes are a big one. No grapes for dogs.
No cherries.
No cherries? No, as long as you remove the pit, I think it's fine, though.
As long as you remove the pit
and
leaves and stem and all that, if it's just the flesh, it can. If it's a small dog, it might get stuck
in
there.
Mr. Zommer said he has an article from Krulots.
You'll post that from Joanne Krulots? Sorry.
Very good. So make sure you keep them away from tinsel and ribbons when it comes closer to Christmas.
All right.
If you do get them treats that are approved or human food that is approved, don't give it to them all at once.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no. It has to be just, you know, a piece here or there.
That has been a question that has floated around the household, though, of how much Remy could eat of the cheese block. And, like, we've never done the experiment, but, like, I want to know when he would cut off. Because, like, it's a 2-pound block of cheese. Like, it's Costco cheese. Like, we get the big block of cheese. And it always, the thought always runs my mind of, I wonder how much of this he could eat in one sitting. And, like, I think it would be an unhealthy amount.
A huge amount.
Yeah, he just doesn't know how to
read. You'd be at the vet for a long
probably.
Time.
Probably, yeah. Or, so, like, obviously I will never try that experiment, but the thought has crossed my mind and be, like, curious of how much of cheese my dog could eat. But we won't let him go there. It's in little bits. It's the cheese tax. It's just a little bit off of the shreddings. That's all.
So did we miss any sports, Lukester, for the last segment? Here we got the Wisconsin men's basketball team playing tomorrow night. We've got Packer football.
And throughout the weekend, depending on how the tournament goes.
Right, and throughout the weekend, depending upon the tournament. You got the Bucks here the next couple of days, and you've got the Packers on Thanksgiving Day proper. They're the middle. Are they? They start like 11:30.
Yeah, they're the first game. So there's three NFL games across Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Packers and the Lions. Lions always host it first. Yeah. So they're the... They're first, then you got the Commanders and the Cowboys after that, and then 49ers Seahawks round out the night. So,
big weekend for a big day for football on Thanksgiving.
And it'll be interesting. They're doing the first ever Black Friday games because this is the whole the way the streaming works now and the media conglomerates that are out there of who's got the rights to broadcast what.
I know.
Amazon Prime has Thursday nights, but like Thanksgiving was a carve out of those Thursday nights, and Amazon's like, well, we don't want to lose our one Thursday night out of the year, so we're going to play our Thursday night game that everybody else gets dibs on of Thanksgiving. We're going to just take that game and we're going to put it on a Friday. So first ever Black Friday game. It's going to be the Dolphins versus the Jets on Friday. So I want to say that kicks off midday in 2 o'clock hour, 2 or 3
I think
o'clock
so,
hour,
something like that.
And then the Bucks round out the weekend though too with a very interesting game. The Portland Trailblazers are going to come to Milwaukee. Damian Lillard going to play against his former team for the first time in a Bucks uniform. So that will be interesting. We've got a couple of those matchups this week with Jrue Holiday coming, or we're going to Jrue Holiday, and he gets to play against the Bucks for the first time, and then Damian Lillard gets to play against the Trailblazers for the first time
on Thanksgiving. NBC, I think, has the final game, the Seahawks Commanders.
Yes, it's like a Sunday night.
And it's only available, I understand, on NBC broadcast because they didn't want to put it on Peacock for afraid it'd be carved up.
Look at you. You so delicately walked up to that punchline. You didn't want to get ahead of your skis on that one. You were just timing that so carefully. You're like, I can do this.
What are you having for Thanksgiving? Peacock.
That would be a bad thing.
You don't want to have any peacock.
What are you having for Thanksgiving dinner?
I'm going back to Richland Center. Mom's hosting a big Thanksgiving dinner. I'm going to be helping cook. As a matter of fact, we are broadcasting our show tomorrow from the RC. We have not yet decided whether it will be in the WRCE studios or what we may do it from Mom's kitchen. We may.
Just with all the timers and stuff going on in the background, with all the
you
prep
know, just,
work.
Just,
come on.
You know, I mean, be like Julia Child. And so you have the bird, and you like to pat it first, and, you know.
Okay.
You know, that kind of thing. It'll be high-class entertainment.
I expect nothing else.
Here's what I want to just see if neighbors will stop by.
Yeah.
You know, and just have conversations with her.
Just pop in.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Going to my sister's. She's a big fan of hosting Thanksgiving, so we'll get to see all the nieces and nephews. It'll be a great time. Looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to just also, you know, having some time. Black Friday is like a big day for a lot of other people. I think it's going to be a quiet day. So yeah, I don't plan on doing any of the shopping. I don't plan on doing any of the chaos.
No.
Maybe go pick out a Christmas tree, as much as it pains me to say that already, because it's so, so early in my mind, but not the case necessarily.
You do a real tree?
Yes.
I go cut one for my mom, and she is begging, because she has a very high ceiling. And so I like
a nice setup then.
It is. And so I have just a little apartment, so I don't get anything big. But, you know, my mom, she's begged me over the last week. She goes, can we please, please just not get one so big this year?
You're like, no, you got to utilize the whole space.
Exactly. You have to live for the day. Seize the moment. Luke Mathers, happy Thanksgiving
happy
to your
Thanksgiving,
family.
Happy Thanksgiving, Todd, to you as well.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Luke Mathers, ladies and gentlemen, here every Tuesday for Tuesday Tangents with Luke, Mr. Zommers, Dale Schultz, Tim Cullen, and all of you. Wherever you believe in, keep banging your drum. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn direct is next on Civic Media.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. Well, I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We gotta do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like, really.
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where the fourth and final day of a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas has begun. We're expecting